Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Zayin and the Beis, at the period, four lines up from the bottom, tells us, Bishlom Alamandi Yomar Moshe of Kol Malkom Shatayosh Vimashma. According to the opinion that holds, which was Rabbi Lozer, that Yerchayv and Chodesh and Chutzlaretz, because when even though the Pasuk says, Bechol Moshe Veseichem, wherever you live, that doesn't imply Lachir Yishuv Yeshiv, it implies Kol Malkom Shatayosh Vimashma, Yerchayv and Chodesh, even in Chutzlaretz. So then it makes sense, Hainu Dechsiv, they were chayiv in Chodosh already at the end of their travels in the Midbar, even before Yerushav Yeshiva. So right away, immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael, they weren't allowed to eat the new wheat until the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, the second day of Pesach. So the pasuk says, when did they eat from the new produce, the new wheat in Eretz Yisrael? When did they eat from it? Mimachras HaPesach. Mimachras HaPesach ochel. After Pesach, they ate from the new wheat. They didn't eat from the new wheat right away, because you're chayiv not la'achir Yerushav Yeshiva, but even prior to that. B'chol Moshe Vaseichem. Alma, Akruv Oimer, V'hoder Echol. So they must have brought the carbon Oimer, and then they ate it. Elamandi Yomer la'achir Yerushav Yeshiva, according to the one that says, this is Rabbi Shmuel, that B'chol Moshe Vaseichem means la'achir Yerushav Yeshiva, you only chayiv in Chodosh. You're only prohibited from having the new wheat till after the Karban HaOmer, after the 14 years of Yishuv Yeshiva, La'achir Yishuv Yeshiva, Nechal Yaltar. Why did they wait till after the Karban Pesach to eat from the new wheat? They should have eaten from it right away. So the Gemara says, no, you're right, they could have eaten it right away, L'havitzrichi. They didn't eat it, because they were still eating from the man. So the Gemara goes on, how could they still be eating from the man? The man was in the midbrain, now I have to save it. The whole discussion in the Gemara ensues about the eating of the man. But they didn't eat it because they had the food from the man. So the Gemara says, according to the one, though, that they're not allowed to eat from the new wheat, the Chadosh applies before Yerushav Yeshiva, Chadosh applies even in Chutz Laaretz, so they weren't allowed to eat from the new wheat until after the bringing of the Karban Pesach, on the second day of Pesach. So Mimachras HaPesach here means what? What does Mimachras HaPesach Pashup Shat mean? What's the date? It would have said, day after second day of Pesach, what? Right, so it should have been after Tezayin Nisan. Second day Pesach. Sometime in the middle of the day, the 16th of Nisan. So Tosis actually quotes a machlokes about this. You look at Tosis in the bottom of Zayin Mabez. Tosis writes, Hiksha Rebbe Avram Ibn Ezra, Heichi Amrina Mimachras HaPesach Dehocha HaVishisha Asa Ben Nisan. Poshup Shat in the Gemara is, this was after the bringing of the Karban Pesach, second day Pesach. That is the 16th day of Nisan. Shenikra V'Aimer. So it must be Mimachras HaPesach, the 16th of Nisan. But how do they know that? When is the Karban Pesach brought? On the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. So maybe what is Mimachras HaPesach? The 15th of Nisan. Shchitas HaPesach Kamer Dahinu Tezvav Nisan Shadayin Lenikra VaOmer. Even before the Karban HaOmer, they're already eating from the new wheat. Dachin Ami Ashram Pashas Masay Dachin Mimachras HaPesach Yotzu Bnei Yisrael. They left on the 5th Mimachras HaPesach, and the Gemara assumes Vehem Yotzu B'Tesvav. I'm sorry, the Parshas Pshat is they left on the 15th. So Mimachras HaPesach and Parshas Masay means on the 15th of Nisan, not the 16th of Nisan. How did the Gemara know here that it means the 16th of Nisan? Vehem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says you're right. The Mimachras HaPesach the Hocha Hainu Tesvav B'Nisan. Nami Kamar means the 15th of Nisan. Vachi Perushai. So then 1 minute, if it's the 15th of Nisan, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara said, it all works out well according to the one that held, you're not allowed to eat the new wheat right away upon entering Eretz Yisrael. It's not before you, even before you should be Yeshiva, they're prohibited from eating the new wheat to the bringing of the Karban HaOmer. Therefore, they only may eat Mimachras HaPesach. If Mimachras HaPesach means the 15th of Nisan, that's before the Karban HaOmer. So Vachi Perushai, the Kra. Vayochlu Me'avah HaOretz. They ate right away Kloimar Min Ayoshan. They were eating the old wheat from last year. Mimachras HaPesach, that's what they were eating. Shrei Hutzuchu Lecho Matzos. They needed to eat matzah. What are they going to use for matzah? The old wheat. V'Kaloi, but Kaloi is new wheat. Dahainu Chodosh Lo Akhuat Etzem Ayoyim Azeh. The Pasuk says, Mimachras HaPesach. Where's the Pasuk? Mayochlu me'avar ha'aretz, pasuk in Parashas Yeshua, mimachras ha'petzach, matzos v'koloi ve'etzem ha'yom hazeh. So the pasuk says they ate mimachras ha'petzach, matzos. Matzos for the Leil HaSeder, the 15th of Nisan prior to the Karban HaOmer they had from Yosha. What did they lose? The new color, the new wheat, that was Be'edem Hayom Hazeh, in the middle of the day. That's not the same day. That's not Tezvav Nisan. That's Tezayin Nisan. The Hainu Tezayin B'Nisan, says Tosis, La'acha Shekarav Ha'omer. So the very same pasuk speaks about Merkos HaPesach, the 15th of Nisan, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, the 16th of Nisan. V'halkinami Ashman Tezayin, the Ikri Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, the Siv Elechem, V'koli V'charmel, Lo Yisarech Lu Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, pasuk on Parashas Emor. So Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh refers to the 16th of Nisan. Fine, so they parse the pasuk and say for Yeshua. The old wheat they were eating Makras HaPesach. Makras HaPesach, Ibn Ezra claims, throughout Chumash means the 15th of Nisan after the bringing of the carbon Pesach on the 14th. What then is the Gemara talking about? What it means is they ate Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh on the 16th. The color, the new wheat, not for the mitzvah matzah. They just ate the new wheat. That was on the 16th of Nisan. Why did they only have to eat the new wheat? Why were they only able to eat the new wheat on the 16th of Nisan? Makes sense according to the one that holds their prohibited in Chodesh right away. Verim Efarish, Re learns no different shot. You're right, Ibn Ezra. No one's going to take on Ibn Ezra and Pashup Shat and exegesis and Chumash. He's right. Tezvav Benisan. Halacha writes Alayma Tezayin. Chumash and Yeshua are two separate things. Say for Yeshua and the Chumash, you can't bring a right one from the other. In the Chumash, you're right. In Pashas Masa, it means Tezvav Nisan. Halacha writes Alayma Tezayin. Nisan Veloshim Atara Luchud Veloshim Neviim Luchud. Sefer Yeshua is not the same as the Pasuk in Parashas Maaseh. They speak differently. The Gemara has that a few places. Lashon Chachamim Luchud. V'lashon Chachamim Luchud. V'akoch etzor chloy markein. Dim loy kein. Amai yitzruch lemeimah. Mei kara loy ocho ha'ayim echalik bein tezvav l'koydim. Why does the Pasuk have to go out of its way to tell us, by the way, they ate old wheat for matzah? Well, obviously they ate old wheat. We don't need a pasuk to tell us that. If they're coming to eat new wheat, Melchaz HaPesach, after the beginning of the carbon over, that's news. That's chadashot. We need to know that. But if it's just, they're eating their old wheat, okay, fine. So the pasuk doesn't need to tell us. Okay, so Rabbi said, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, it all works out well. The pasuk is said for Yeshua, they only ate the new wheat, either Mekras or Pesach, according to the Re, which is Tezai Menisan, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, on Etzem Hayom Hazeh, they only ate the new wheat, on Etzem Hayom Hazeh, on Tezai Nisan. Tezai Nisan is either Mekras or Pesach, according to the Re, or on Etzem Hayom Hazeh, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Either way, they only ate the new wheat after the bringing of the Karban HaOmer. That makes sense, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Chodesh applies in Chutzlars, and even before Yerush of Yeshiva, B'chol Mosh V'Seicha means, B'chol Makam Shatem Yeshvim, not La'ach Yerush of Yeshiva. Okay, but then Tosfos has a different question over here on Lamed Chesed Aleph, which is related to the previous Tosfos. Tosfos here quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi that asked, 1 minute, what did they do then for the Leil HaSeder? Rabbi said they walked into Mitzrayim, into Eretz Yisrael, from the Midbar. First year, we said Sefer Yeshua. They walked in. They want to eat the new wheat. They want to eat the new wheat. So the Pasuk says, no, they had to wait for the Karban HaOmer. They had to wait for the carbon armor. So what they do, what the days the carbon armor brought? Second day Pesach. And Eretz Yisrael, first day Chol HaMoed. What did they do, Gevalt? What did they do last night for matzah? So according, so that's the kasha. This quotes the name of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Maksha, Lamala. What about matzah? So now, if you remember the previous Tosis, you were able to chop that, remember it. So, Rabbeinu Tam told us, 1 minute, no, they had old wheat. That's the Pasuk said. The 15th of Nisan, they were eating matzahs, old wheat. V'kaloi, the new wheat, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So the new wheat, they had to wait to the first day of Chol HaMoed. Okay, so what did they have for matzah? Old wheat. But according to the Re, this is the Marsha, there's the Cheshbin over here. According to the Re, we have a problem. According to the Re, there was no old wheat. What then were they eating? Well, the only thing the Pasuk says they ate was the new wheat. When they eat the new wheat, Makras HaPesach. When's Makras HaPesach? Tezai Nisan, first day Chol HaMoed. So what were they doing first day Pesach? What did they do for matzah? They couldn't have had matzah. Must be they didn't have. They had no wheat. Pasuk says they only had new wheat on the first day Chol HaMoed. What did they do last night? They must have had no wheat. They had no wheat. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, they had old wheat. That's what the Pasuk says. Imokas are Pesach matzos. They're matzos. That was the old wheat. The kavo is the new wheat. According to the Ri, there was no new and old. It's all new. There was no old wheat. So what did they do for the mitzvah matzah? So you know, maybe they took from the Nachrim. We already discussed that possibility. Perhaps Chodesh doesn't apply in the south of a Nachri. That's one possibility that's brought in the Yerushalmi. But they certainly didn't use the new wheat. Right? We discussed. Maybe they bought from the Nachrim. Perhaps it doesn't apply to the south of a Nachri. Chutz Laretz too. It's one of the southern. What they do, though? They had to make some sort of other arrangement. So the Yerushalmi says, why do they have to make another arrangement and buy from the Nachrim? And perhaps the Chadosh doesn't apply. The new wheat is not prohibited if it comes from the south of Anachri. But why not make a simple argument? Vishami Maksha. Lamalai Ochlu Matzah Mechadosh. Vyavai Asay Debe Erev Teichlu Matzahs. Vyidcha Loisa Asay De Chadosh. Why do we have to go to the Goyim to buy the wheat and assume it doesn't apply in the south of Anachri? I have a better answer. You know what we can do? Say the old principle of asei derichaloi sesei, and allow us to make matzah out of the new wheat. Let the mitzvah asei of matzah come and push aside the lois asei of eating chadash. That's the kasha that Yerushalmi has. The truth of the matter is, the Achrayim have a problem with this kasha. Why? Because the Gemara said, is this kasha really a valid question? Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, you're allowed to make matzah out of wheat, of course, many different types of wheat, but not from tevel. If it's untithed produce, you're not allowed to make matzah out of tevel. Why not? Tevel, we know, is a prohibition, you're not allowed to eat tevel. But why not? Why shouldn't we say, asei d'echeloi sesei, let the asei of eating matzah push aside the lois asei of eating tevel? So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to make matzah out of tevel because it would be a mitzvah haba b'aveiro, like a person who steals a lulav. Steals a shofar. Shofar, not necessarily, but steals a lulav. It's a mitzvah haba b'aveiro. So too says the Bavli, Mesechtas Pesachim, Amud Hei, Amud Beis, you're not allowed to make matzah out of tevel, it's a mitzvah haba b'aveiro. So how could you make matzah out of chadash? Same thing as tevel. It should be a mitzvah haba b'aveiro. What do you mean? Asei d'echeloi sesei. A positive mitzvah should push aside the negative mitzvah. It should have been a mitzvah haba b'aveiro, like you're making matzah out of tevel. That's the question. The Sefer HaMakna here asks on this kasha of the Yerushalmi. It's no different than making matzah out of tevel, which Bavli says is a mitzvah haba b'aveiro. So the Sefer HaMakna answers over here in Masechtas Kiddushin. It's already found in the Chiddush Rabbeinu David in the Rishonim on Masechtas Pesachim, which he presumably didn't have. Rabbeinu David writes over there, V'oimah harab meirin nar, that's the Ramban, Shavale mishnasenu kealoka shein yoitzim etevel v'atam mishum dehavel mitzvah bo baver. You can't make matzah of tevel, it's a mitzvah bo baver. El shumi kol malkom kasha. It's a kasha. Lama ein oimim delezi asei v'lidchi lois asei. Why don't you say asei doich lois asei? In the oilam it's a problem. How come every mitzvah bo baver we don't say asei doich lois asei? Good question. Every mitzvah baba avera, you're performing a mitzvah, which entails a violation of an avera, but we also have a principle, asei d'echeloi sesei. So what's the answer? So to that classic question, the answer usually is, one is be'inna, one occurs at the same time, one doesn't occur at the same time. See, you steal a lulav, when do you violate the Isser of Geza? When you steal it. When do you fulfill the mitzvah, asei, of lulav? When you shake the lulav. So those are two separate times, usually. I steal my lulav before Yom Tov. I want to show up in shul. You make an entrance with my big fancy lulav with the price tag still hanging on it. So I want to show everybody, you know, what a big fancy. So I stole it before Yom Tov. I'm a kind of mitzvah with it on Yom Tov. They're not at the same time. Whereas I say, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis at the same time that I'm violating shatnez by wearing this garment that's wool and linen. So they occur at the very same time. We say, asei d'echeloi sesei. If one occurs before the other one, it's not be'idna, then it's a mitzvah haba b'aveiro. That's the general distinction between the two. But here, we can't say that. Here, they're both occurring at the same time. You're eating matzah. The matzah's tevel, untithed produce, says the Gemara, mitzvah haba b'aveiro. No good. Even though they're both occurring at the same time, no good. How come over here the Yerushalmi says when it comes to Chodesh, we should have said, asei d'echeloi sesei. You're eating matzah, Chodesh. Asei d'echeloi sesei. Let the asei of matzah push aside the lois asei of eating the new wheat. What's the difference between making matzah of tevel and matzah of Chodesh? It should be called Malcolm Kasha Dava. Lama in Armin Delacy, I say, Vilichi Loisa say, they're both occurring at the same time. Kemosha Amu Bemila Bitsaras. A person is a Negat Saras, you're not allowed to cut off a Negat Saras. What if it's Bemalcolm Mila, where there's a mitzvah Mila to remove the Ahara, you're allowed to do it. I say, Dechalai Sesay. Or Sadam Bitsitsis. You have wool and linen. Sitzis, I say, Dechalai Sesay. The Hokanami, Beinna. Here it's at the very same time. The Kama Akar Lab, the very moment that you're violating the Lysesay of eating Tevel. Mekai Masay, you're fulfilling the mitzvahs of eating matzah, going she'in lo matzah l'shul tevel. V'anir v'zeh, says Rabbeinu Dovin, she'din ha'toyro hu shelo yaseh adam et sam mitzvahs ha'yidei averos. You shouldn't do a mitzvah if you're only able to do it to the performance of an avera. But, ma she'amu b'din asi ha'seh v'dachi lo'isaseh, when do we say ha'seh d'ach lo'isaseh? Is when there's no other way of fulfilling this mitzvah other than violating an avera. There's no way prior to the carbon ha'omer, if the only wheat that you have is wheat that is chadash, you can't bring the carbon ha'omer on the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You're not allowed. It's only on the second day Pesach. So there is no way on the 15th of Nisan to fulfill the mitzvah matzah if the only wheat that you have is wheat of chadash, unless you're going to violate the Yisr of chadash. So since there's no other way of doing it, we say aseh d'chaloy seseh. However, if you have untithed produce, is the only way of fulfilling the mitzvah matzah by violating the Iser of Tevel? No. You know what else you can do? Mafresh Truma and Meiser. Separate Truma and Meiser. Since there's another way of doing it, even though it occurs at the very same moment, the Asay and the Leisa Asay, we don't say Asay Dachal Leisa, so he's a mitzvah above Avera. That's what he says. Umasha Amar Bedin Asi Asay Vidachal Leisa, say, Ukisha Ein Alav Avera Klau, El Kisha Oise, El Kisha Asay, Veloisa Say, Paikin Zebazay. There's an inherent conflict between the two, but Malcolm Shein Litvah is a Sebedover Klal. There's no other way around it. Shein Zeh could goyze lecho matzah. It's not like a person who steals wheat to eat matzah. Okel tevel. Or like a person who eats tevel, she efshe lasos ha-mitzvah sheloi ba-avera. You can avoid the avera. Don't steal. Borrow it. Or buy it. Or tevel, b'mafesh truman ma'aser. V'hu oisar soy ba-avera. You're doing it with an avera. That's mitzvah ba-avera. But by Chodosh, there's no other way around it. There's no other way around it. How else are you going to do? How else are you going to make matzah out of Chodosh on the 15th of Nisan? You're going to say, bring the carbon Pesach? You can't. Carbon Ha'omer? You can't. You have to wait till tomorrow. Since there's no other way, we say, Aseh d'chaloy seseh. Okay, so the Sefer HaMakneh asks, what kind of kasha is this that Yushalmi has? What do you mean, Aseh d'chaloy seseh? The Gemara says, Psachim, when it comes to Tevel, we don't say, Aseh d'chaloy seseh. Making matzah out of untithed produce is a mitzvah above Avera. Here it's different. Why is it different? There's another way around it. Take off Truma and Maaser. Here, there's no other way around it. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, the question to Yushalmi is the following. The Pasuk says, they didn't eat the wheat until Mimakras HaPesach. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that means they ate new old wheat on the 15th of Nisan. So fine, they had matzah from the old wheat. Well, the Pasuk then goes on to tell us, the kaloi, the new wheat they ate Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, they ate on the 16th, but we don't have a problem with matzah. What they eat for matzah is, they ate Mimakras HaPesach from the old wheat. That's what Rabbeinu Tam told us, fine. But according to the Ri, which is the Pashup Shat in our Gemara, they only had no wheat except the new wheat. And when did they eat it? Mimakras HaPesach on the 16th of Nisan. After the Leil HaSeder. Second day Pesach, first day Chol HaMoed. That's when they ate the new wheat. What then did they do for the mitzvah matzah? They had to scrounge around, maybe buy from the Nachrim. Why? Why not say the mitzvah of matzah should be an asay, derecha loisesay, push aside the loisesay of eating chodosh. And it's not the same as tevel and matzah, where we don't push aside tevel for matzah. Tevel is another way around it. Take off Truman Meiser. That's a mitzvah above Avera. Here, there's no other way around it. So Yushalmi gives the following answer. Umetaretz. De'ein asei de'koydem adibor, do'ich alois asei de'achar adibor. Everybody say, anybody know what that means? It's not a trick question. Yeah, what? What happened before? Matzah was given when? Yeah, at the end of Parshas Bo, mitzvah matzah. When was the Torah given? This week, Parshas Yisroel. So the end of Parshas Bo, we already had the mitzvah matzah. When did we get? That was before the Dibor. All the other mitzvahs, when did we find out about Chodosh? at Matan Torah. It's recorded in Parshas Amor, but we found out about it at Matan Torah. So an assay of Koidim Adibor before Matan Torah does not push aside a lois assay of Acher Matan Torah. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Why not? It's a very interesting rule. Why not? We have a general rule, assay derech lois assay. If assay pushes aside a lois assay, what difference does it make that it was given before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? Every assay, matzah is less chamor. If anything, I would say it's more chamor. It preceded Matan Torah. Akash Baruch Hu couldn't wait to Pashas Yisro to tell us about matzah. We already had to find out about it before. So if anything, I would say it's more chamor. It's more likely to push aside a lois assay. How come it doesn't work? Yeah.
Also, wasn't Mila given before?
Mila was given, but then it was repeated. Because the Mila... Mila wasn't given to Klal Yisrael. Mila was given to Avram Avinu. It wasn't even Jewish, probably. Yeah.
Well, I feel like before, like, there was less of some type of structured, codified, like, law system, but more just, like, things that Hashem told us to do.
Yeah.
Not everything was, like, necessarily a mitzvah that was going to last forever. Like, I'm saying,
I thought you were going in one direction.
After, or maybe after the year, like, that was like the structure was
already. We could take what you're saying and rephrase it slightly. Perhaps the pshat is the following. The Pnei Yeshua here explains perhaps the one possibility within this Talmud Yerushalmi is based on a comment of Rav Nissim Goyen. See, why is it that Aseh is Derech Lois Aseh? So it's Mamish Minyona Deyayim in this week's parasha. The Ramban writes over here. In Parshas Yisro, on the pasuk of Zochar Yom Shabbos LeKadshoi, the Ramban writes that the Torah is broken up, as we know from the Luchos. One side was has been on Mechaver, been on LeMakom. But as we know, also the Torah is broken up into Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Lois Saseh. So the Ramban writes there's a fundamental difference between the two in terms of what they seek to accomplish. A Mitzvah Saseh stems from Avas Hashem. If you perform a positive mitzvah, you're demonstrating your love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas if you refrain from one of the prohibitions of the Torah, you're not demonstrating love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but more demonstrating your fear of retribution, of punishment, of the word of Hashem. So Raisa Rabban, V'chei mitzvah asei gedoy lo mimitzvah lois asei. A mitzvah asei is greater than a mitzvah lois asei. K'moisha ava gedoy lo miyira. Just like Yiras Hashem, the Rambam writes, is supposed to lead to Avas Hashem. The higher madrig of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Avas Hashem. The Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, we train the little children, women, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu miyira. Out of fear, we train the little kids. You do this, you're going to get punished. You do this, you're going to get punished. Then, when a person gets older, we train the person. The person could be exposed, the Rambam says, slowly, to serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu me'ava. Out of love, because I want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So which is a greater demonstration of commitment to Hashem, Ava or Yira? Ava is greater. Doing something for somebody is more significant, that demonstrates a greater commitment than a person who refrains from doing something that they're told to do. Therefore we said, an asay pushes aside a lois asay. See, the Pashup Shat is not like this Ramban. Pashup Shat is that a lois asay is more important than an asay. How do I know? What happens if you don't take lulav on Sukkot? What's the consequences? Carbon oil. If you miss out on mitzvahs asay, you bring a carbon oil. What happens if you miss out, you know, you violate Shabbos? I mean, we know. It says, Misa, Malkus, lois asay seem much more chamor. Yes, Havizor, mitzvah kalaka b'chamura, but we see that there's difference. We can tell by lois asay, they're more chamor than an asay. Look at the consequences. Says the Ramban, that's only if a person violates an asay or violates a lois asay. If you don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, which is more severe, violating a lois asay than violating or negating an asay. But a person who performs an asay or keeps a lois asay, which is a greater demonstration of commitment to Hashem, says the Ramban, mitzvahs asay, ahavas Hashem, eclipses yiras Hashem. Ve'ein oisim b'din b'mitzvahs asay chal b'mardin. It's true, if you negate them, you don't listen, you violate them, it's true, there's consequences to a lois asay and not to an asay. K'goyin lulav, it's just eini yoseh, sukkah eini yoseh. They're not the same, but the Ramban claims, if you fulfill a mitzvah asay, that's greater than a person who fulfills or adheres to a lois asay. That's why the Ramban says asay is doich lois asay. Avas Hashem is greater than yiras Hashem. Rabbi Yosef Engel adds, that's why there's one place where we don't say asay doich lois asay. Where is that? Anybody know? You don't say asay doich lois asay in the Makom HaMikdash. Ein asay gemar mesecht zvachim, and elsewhere ein asay doich lois asay should be mikdash. Why not? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, because the pasuk says umikdashi tiro, in the Beis HaMikdash there's no place for avas Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash is all yira. It's fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we stress yiras Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why ein asay doich lois asay should be mikdash, and the Makom HaMikdash is mikdashi tiro. We have to be afraid. So we stress yiras Hashem more than avas Hashem. Okay, very nice. That's the Ramban. Reb Nissim Goyen in Masechta Shabbos has a different perspective in why it is that asay doich lois asay. He takes the more traditional approach, or more perhaps more intuitive approach. Which is more important? Which is more important? Asay or lois asay? Look at the consequences, Rabbi Yisai. I mean, we don't have to be great to pick him. If you violate Shabbos, there's grave consequences. If you don't eat matzah on Pesach, there are no consequences. Carbon oil. Look at the consequences. So which is more grave? Alois asay. Alois asay. But, says Rabbi Nissim Goyen, why is it then that asay doich alois asay? Don't give me a drasha, avas Hashem. None of that. Says Rabbi Nissim Goyen, because when the Torah was given, it was given as a system of halacha. And the asays were given with the stipulation, with the condition, with the footnote, that it might sometimes come at the expense of another part of the system of alois asay. And nonetheless, the asays were given together with the alois asays as part of one system of halacha, which sometimes can be self-contradictory, and one could come at the expense of another, and the Torah understands that that's sometimes the cost of doing mitzvahs, of doing business. And sometimes an asay comes at the cost of alois asay. Therefore, writes in Nisim Goyen, Shebe eisha irachiu mitzvah asay, nilchaz harashi alois asay. Venekai matzivishu asay. Fulfill the asay. The tova mitzvah asay. The tidcha lois asay. The asay pushes aside the lois asay. He has harsh alav al zeh hatnai nemra. It was given with this stipulation, knowing sometimes a lois asay is going to be have to be violated in order to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's just not possible. Sometimes one will entail the violation of the other, as you see from tzitzis and kalayim. How can it be that given in the very same pasuk to teach us sometimes? Lois asays, an asay will come at the expense of a lois asay. Even though lois asays are more grave, the consequences are more severe. But nonetheless, that's the system of the Torah as it was given in one unit. So based on this comment of Rav Nissim Goyen, so the Pnei Yehoshua says we can understand where the Yushalmi is coming from. Why the Yushalmi is saying, if you have an asay that was given Kodem Matan Torah, wasn't given together with the system of the other Tariag mitzvahs, perhaps it wasn't given with this stipulation, with this condition, with this built-in understanding that sometimes matzah is going to entail the violation of an Issa. No. Matzah was given in Parashas Bo'i. That's an asay kaidim adibor. It wasn't part of the system. So if it's not part of the system, maybe it doesn't enjoy the benefits of those mitzvahs asay that were given as part of the system, that it could even be a dechalais asay. Because it wasn't given as part of the system. And if the whole reason asay is doich alois asay is because it was given as one system, asay is alois asay, and we understand sometimes there's going to be conflict, and the asay trumps, so then it wasn't part of that system. How do we know that? The mitzvah matzah could actually be doich alois asay. Maybe matzah is not part of that system. Yeah.
Can you explain why the reason going that asay would trump a lot asay? I understand that the lot asay is greater. Why is it that the asay won't trump the lot asay?
Because it was given as one system, and yet the Torah told us, fulfill these mitzvahs. What do you mean, fulfill these mitzvahs? What if it comes at the expense of a lois asay? We understand. Okay, so that's part of life. That's part of living a Torah-dik life, is sometimes there's going to be a conflict of values, and the asay is doich alois asay.
But why if the lois asay is greater?
Why should that be the case? Okay, but that's a good question. Why would the Torah say that? But the Torah, by putting tzitzis and kalayim together in the same pasuk, teaches us, fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's how the Gemara Masechta Sivamis understands it, even though it comes at the expense of kalayim. Question is why? Is that because the Torah is telling us fulfill tzitzis at the expense of kalayim because fulfilling the mitzvah asay is greater than adhering to a lois asay? That's how the Ramban understood it. But that's counterintuitive, because we know violating a lois asay is more severe than ignoring an asay. So why should it be that fulfilling an asay is of greater significance than adhering to a lois asay. If violating a lois asay is more severe than ignoring an asay. So the Ramban toes that line, and he says, yes, even though it's counterintuitive, it's perhaps ironic, if you violate a lois asay, it's worse than ignoring an asay, but if you fulfill an asay, you accomplish, you know, great things. This Rabbi Nissim goes saying, no, what you thought, why is it asay is doch lois asay? Because it was given, it's one system, and we understand some things come at the cost of another, and yet the Torah told us, fulfill them in advice. But you're right, asays are not any greater than lois asay. Lois asays are probably more severe, as you see from the punishment, if you don't do them. But nonetheless, the Torah was given all together, and that teaches us that sometimes one thing comes at the expense of another. Look, if it's a lois asay that has mises based in, so then we don't say asay doch lois asay. So sometimes it comes at the expense of another, sometimes the asay comes at the expense of lois asay. Sometimes each one has to give. But it's not telling us that one is greater than the other, so that was part of the system. Yeah.
Why would it be that the mitzvahs given before though aren't part of the same system? I mean, even though Matan Torah, a certain number of mitzvahs were given, why?
That's what I would have said. But that's perhaps where the Yushalmi is coming from. Why would I have thought, why should it be that I say, Kaidim Adibor, I'm not saying it on my own, I never would have said that on my own, but the Yushalmi said something along those lines. So perhaps just to understand, to reconstruct where the Yushalmi is coming from, perhaps it's coming from a similar, that type of argument, which is that the assay that's Kodim Adibur is not part of the system. It doesn't enjoy the benefits of the assays who are given as part of the system. We wouldn't have said it on our own. I would have said this is just like leaking out before Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu just, was giving us previews of coming soon to the, that's what I would have thought. But obviously it was given beforehand. It's not part of the system. So perhaps that's what the Yushalmi means. The Ein Assay Kodim Adibur, Doi Chaloi Sassay, the Achar Adibur, that the mitzvah matzah cannot be asay doch lois asay to the lois asay of eating new wheat on the first Pesach that they came into Eretz Yisrael. Why not? They had to wait till Mimachras HaPesach to eat the new wheat, till Tezayim. And he said, why not say asay doch lois asay, the asay of matzah, to put aside the lois asay of Chodosh, because the asay of matzah does not enjoy the same benefits as all other mitzvahs asay, wasn't given as part of the same system, and therefore we don't say asay doch lois asay. That's what Yushalmi means, ain asay kodem adibor, doch lois asay de achar adibor. However, then Tysus gives another answer. The first answer was Yushalmi's answer. Then Tysus gives his own answer. Inami, yesh loymar, the gzeira ksayis rishon atu ksayis sheni. You're right. We could have said, asay doicholoi sese, it's not the same as matzah of tevel, which we call the mitzvah baba veira. There's another way of doing it, just be mafish truma and matzah. Here, there's no other way. You got to eat matzah. All the wheat is new wheat. What are you going to do? Say, asay doicholoi sese. You're right, we should have said that. We should have said that. But we didn't allow it. Midrabanan. Even the first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, we didn't allow it. Midrabanan. Why not? Kazayis rishon after kazayis sheni. What happens? You have one potato chip, it automatically leads another potato chip. So to over here, you're going to have one kazayis matzah. People that can't help themselves to say it. Matzah, so enticing. So you're going to have another kazayis. Oh. And the second kazayis will be a problem. The first kazayis, we would have said, asay doich lois asay. That's good. We're okay on that. We cheshbon that. We justify that. The second kazayis, you're in hot water now. That you're not allowed. There's no asay doich lois asay. It's because of that. That's why we don't say asay doich lois asay by matzah. You're right. The first kazayis, we should have had asay doich lois asay. But because we're afraid it's going to lead to a second one, we couldn't allow it. Yeah.
Wouldn't we say that by every asay doch lois asay? Like, if he does it once, then he's susceptible to do it again, though? Like, let's say...
Tzitzis and shatnez. You wear it once with shatnez, you're going to do it again. What happens if you do it again? Vayter mitzvah of tzitzis. What is Tysus here telling us, Rabbi Isai? What is Tysus telling us? Where is the mitzvah matzah? When do you fulfill the mitzvah matzah? Only with the first kizayis at the Leil HaSeder. That's it. Afterwards, garnish katan. You accomplished, you're eating. Very nice. Mitzvah of Simchas Yamtiv, perhaps. But there is no mitzvah matzah. The mitzvah matzah is limited to the first kezayis at the Leil HaSeder. That seems to be the opinion of Tysus here. Many would disagree with that. Tysus here understood the real mitzvah matzah is only, you only fulfill a mitzvah matzah to be able to say, asay doich lois asay in that first kezayis. That's what we're afraid. Kezayis rishon, not the kezayis sheni. There's no mitzvah at the kezayis sheni to say asay doich lois asay. But many would disagree that in fact you fulfill a mitzvah matzah with more than just the first kezayis. The Netziv, And even before him, the Maral has it in the Gevurah Hashem. It's quoted by the Bach. The Netziv has it in his Haggadah, the Imrei Shefer, in his Hakdama. It's also quoted in the Hemek She'ela of the Netziv. A diuk in the language of the Rambam, that all the matzah you eat at the Leil HaSeder, you fulfill a mitzvah of matzah. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah Locha Aleph. Mitzvahs aseim in a Torah lecho matzah b'Leil Tesvav. There's a mitzvah midiraisa ti matzah the night of the 15th. Shenemar be'erv toichlu matzahs. Does it say anything about how much? No. A mitzvah ti matzah. Ava b'shara regel, the rest of the days, achilas matzah reshus. You want to eat matzah, okay, you can. No mitzvah to do so. Ava b'leil chamisha oser b'ovad choyva, the 15th is a chiyuv, when you eat a kezayis, you fulfilled your chiyuv. It's a strange way of telling us the shear for this mitzvah. The Rambam should have said, you're obligated to eat a kezayis of matzah the Leil HaSeder, ad kan. He doesn't say that. The Rambam said, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the whole night of the 15th. If you eat a kezayis, you're yotzezayin. But it sounds like what happens if you eat more? You fulfill a greater mitzvah. We're not reading too much in. That's what the Netziv claims, the Maral claims, is the opinion of the Rambam. All the matzah you eat at the Leil HaSeder, the night of the 15th, you fulfill the mitzvah matzah. That's perhaps why, it's evident elsewhere in the Rambam, we know one of the details of eating matzah is that the matzah is supposed to be lechem oini, like a poor man's bread. Or lechem shayinim, or from Harvard, the Gemara has many drashas based on this, lechem oini. Supposed to be a prusa, all the different halachas. It's describing the way the matzah is supposed to be. The Leil HaSeder. That's why we don't put salt on the matzah. That's why the matzah is not allowed to be cooked. You can't mix it with honey. It's supposed to be lechem oini. When does lechem oini apply? So the Rambam writes it applies the whole night of the 15th. Look over here. In Parakei of Hilchos Chametz to Matzah Halacha Chaf, Oisvav. The Rambam writes, "Uveyoyim harishon asur lalush ulakatef el b'mayim bovad loy mishum chametz." You're not allowed to mix the matzah. Only allowed to mix the matzah with water, not because we're afraid of chametz. That could be a fear. Matzah shira could be a fear. That's why we don't eat egg matzah even throughout the rest of the days of Pesach. Some Mishnayim were afraid of chametz. It's only for chaylim and zakenim. It's not only Erev Pesach and the first night of Pesach. You shouldn't eat egg matzah the rest of the Yom Tov either. It's a chashash chametz. But the Rambam says, not mishum chametz, el kedei shiyeh lechem oini. So it should be lechem oini. U'b'yoyim arishon bovad u'shetzarech liyoy zikaron lechem oini. You're not allowed to have at all. The Rambam says it's also to do it, which implies it's an Isur of chametz. But it's not chametz, because the Rambam says, not mishum chametz. Must be, says the Pesach Rav, there's a separate halacha at the Leil HaSeder. All the matzah must be lechem oini. You cannot mix it with anything else. The briskers held it can't be cooked either. That's why the briskers, even though not makbir on gebrox. Anybody hear makbir on gebrox? Not one person. Makbir on gebrox. I figured you. Right? You didn't even have to need to raise your hand. Only one person. Wow. I always say gebrox is some people who don't dip their matzah in water on Pesach or have matzah balls. Why not? Because they're afraid there's a little piece of the dough that's not cooked and will get cooked by dipping it in the hot water or dipping even in cold water. So you don't eat cooked matzah at all, the whole Pesach. No matzah balls. That's the whole potato starch industry. Everyone's afraid from gebrox. So, even though briskers, this is a chesidus shechumra, because the Gemara says once you cook the matzah, once you bake the matzah, there's no fear that there's wheat inside that isn't cooked. So it seems to be against the Gemara. We'll have a whole shiur on gebrox another time, but we shouldn't. No one hears makbid on gebrox anyway. Right? But the chesidim are makbid on gebrox, the Ashkenazim were never. That's why the Gro used to take a matzah ball and put it in his window on Pesach to show that he was not makbid on gebrox against the chesidim, against the Baal Shem Tov. So either way, famous things. But the briskers are not makbid on gebrox. It's the Litvish people, not chesidish people. So they're not makbid on gebrox. Nonetheless, even briskers of Salvechik or Pchayim would not have matzah balls on the first night or at the Leil HaSeder. First night, second night, Pesach. Why not? Because the Rambam says all the matzah the first night of Pesach has to be lechem ayni. And it's also to do otherwise. It's also to cook it, to mix it with other things other than water, because you're in violation of this separate mitzvah of lechem ayni. But when does it apply? The whole first night of Pesach. Why should it apply the whole first night of Pesach? If anything, I would think it applies to the first Kezias. First Kezias can't be lechem ayni. But it should apply the whole first night? The answer is yes. Why does it apply the whole first night? Because perhaps according to the Rambam, all the matzah that you eat the first night of Pesach, you fulfill a mitzvah. So then according to the Rambam, we would have no fear. Kezias Rishon after Kezias Sheni. One Kezias of Chodosh is going to lead to another Kezias. Going to have to have Chazanish Shiurim and things like that. You're going to eat more than you have to. And there's no Asei Doichaloi Sesei on that. The Rambam would hold, of course there's Asei Doichaloi Sesei. All the matzah that you eat at the Leil HaSeder, you fulfill a mitzvah. Taisus here seems to disagree. Taisus' opinion seems to be it's only the first Kezias at the Leil HaSeder. The Rambam's opinion seems to disagree. That all the matzah you eat the Leil HaSeder fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. And in fact, it's well known that the opinion of the Gro was not only the first night of Pesach, all the matzah that you eat to fulfill mitzvah matzah, beyond the first Kezias, but even throughout the days of Pesach, all the matzah that you eat to fulfill the mitzvah matzah. Why? Because the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Bo, Shivas Yomim, you're supposed to eat matzahs for 7 days. What's the Pasuk? Shivas Yomim matzahs techelu. 7 days you're supposed to eat matzah. So the truth of the matter is, that sounds like Rabbi Yosef. If we would just have the Pasuk in Parashas Bo, how many days do you have a mitzvah of eating matzah? All 7 days of Pesach. However, the Pasuk tells in Parashas Re'eh, the Gemara here quotes it in Masechtas Pesachim, Sheishas Yomim techel matzahs, 6 days you should eat matzah. The other pasuk was 7 days. 6 days, ubayoyim hashvi atzeres l'Hashem aleikecha. 7th day will be a yomtiv. Mashvi rishus, just like 7 days. See from here, the 7th day, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. Av shisha sheishas yomim rishus. So to the first 6 days of rishus, because anything which was kodav shahaya b'chal v'yotzim in a chal, we know from Bishmel, anything that was part of a rule, then it's singled out from the rule. Lo lelamedo atzma yotza lamedo klal kulo yotza. If it's singled out, the 7th day of Pesach was initially part of the 7 days of Pesach. It's singled out here. 6 days matzahs, 7 day is a yomtiv. Since it's singled out, lo lelamedo atzma yotza lamedo kulo klal kulo yotza. Man comes to teach about all 6 days. So mashvi rishus av sheishes yomim rishus. There's no obligation to eat matzah not on the 7th day, not on the first 6 either. My time, comes to teach about the whole thing. 1 minute. So you might have thought there's no mitzvah matzah at all. Yochel af laila rishon rishus. A mitzvah of eating matzah. But that's only the first night of Pesach. The rest is no mitzvah of eating matzah. So the Gra says, yes, it's true, there's no mitzvah obligation of eating matzah. But the Gra claimed if you will eat matzah, you'll fulfill a mitzvah. Why? Because the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Boy, Shivas Yomim, matzah is techelu. For 7 days, you should eat matzahs. And even though Chazal come and they tell us that doesn't literally mean you're supposed to eat matzahs all 7 days, there's no mitzvah eating matzah all 7 days because the Pasuk and Parashas are A. But nonetheless, whenever the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is one thing, and Chazal tell us to reinterpret it, to re-understand it, there's always perhaps a mitzvah l'chadchila to fulfill the Pasuk Kepshuto. For example, the Pasuk tells in Parashas Kiseitse, how do you perform chalitza? He takes off his shoe. The Pasuk says that he removes his shoe. What's the language of the Pasuk? V'chotza na'loi me'ar ragloi. He takes off his shoe, she spits in his shoe. Whose shoe is it supposed to be? V'chotza na'aloi me'al ragloi. Whose shoe is it? His shoe. His shoe. It's got to be his shoe. Gemara says, no, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Mustaf Kuf Gimel doesn't have to be his shoe, because the following pasuk says, Beis Chalutz Hanau. There it doesn't say his shoe, it just says Hanau. A generic shoe. So Gemara says, na'al, Reba, anybody's shoe. Fine, anybody's shoe. It doesn't have to be your shoe. Write the Ritva and Masechta Yevamos there, Daf Kuf Gimel. That l'chadchila, it should be his shoe. Why? Rabbi Yisai. Chazal came and darshan, na'al, Reba, anybody's shoe is all right. Why l'chadchila, says the Ritva, it should be his shoe. So Tzvi Pesach Frank explains in the Mikra Kodesh on in Yonei Pesach, you see from this Ritva perhaps a general rule. Whenever the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is one thing, and Chazal come and reinterpret it, there's still a mitzvah lechachila, or perhaps a mitzvah harishus, to fulfill the Pasuk Kipshutoi. Simple understanding of the Pasuk. Or another example. The Pasuk tells us that a Zav is a man who has abnormal emission, requires Tefillah b'mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is a mayon, a spring, not a mikvah. Mikvah could be rainwater. Mayim chayim is a spring. So a Zav, a man who has an abnormal emission, Pasuk compassion, etc., requires Tefillah in mayim chayim. The Pasuk there, the Ramban notes it at the end of Parashat Matzorah, seems to imply that a Zava too, a woman who sees blood at an abnormal time during the month, also needs Tefillah b'mayim chayim. Chazal tell us that's not what it means. A Zav needs Tefillah in a mayon, in a spring, mayim chayim. Mayim chayim, not the soda from Borough Park, mayim chayim is a spring. I know you said some are getting confused. But a spring, not a mikvah. A zava needs tefillah in a mikvah, not a spring. And most of our women, if a woman we need tefillah in a spring, it would be a big problem, because we are machmir. We don't know when the proper time for a woman to see blood is, when it's not. So because of that, the Gemara says we're machmir to treat all of our women like zavas. And therefore they have to count shiv nikiyim and all the halachas that go together with being a zava as opposed to being a nida midoraisa. So we're machmir to treat all the women like a zava. If she would need tefillah mayim chayim, it would be a big problem. You couldn't go to a typical mikvah, you'd have to go to a spring. Nonetheless, Rashi threw in a few places in Shas, called him the Goinim. A woman, a zava, needs tefillah and mayim chayim. Many chsidim are machmir to have their mikvahs, a new square it's like this, is built on a spring, a naturally occurring spring. It's a problem because you have to find the spring and build a mikvah on top of it. So it becomes more complex. But there are a few mikvahs, even in our close vicinity, that are mayim chayim. And the Goinim's opinion is that Zava needs tefillah b'mayim chayim. Why? Chazal told us explicitly, the Rishonim throw up their hands. Why should you need tefillah and mayim chayim? Chazal tells us that's a Zav, a man who has an abnormal mission needs tefillah mayim chayim in a mayim. Not a woman, not a Zava. So perhaps the answer is, this is what C. Pesach Frank suggests, because if Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is Zav and Zava are the same, Chazal came and reinterpreted, it's only a Zav, not a Zava. But either way, since that's the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk, there's a mitzvah lechachila, fulfill Pashup Shat and the Pasuk, and therefore, some are makbid to have it, that the Zava should also have tefillah and mayim chayim. Well, one final example of this is a very difficult Magen Avraham, which I don't endorse that you follow, but it's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes that when you're eating the matzah, the Leil HaSeder, you should eat the whole kezias in one bite. And some people do, like they stoop their mouth full of kezias, usually after the koh hatzelah afterwards. You know, one kezias and try and swallow it all once. You know, I don't recommend it, very dangerous. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. And Maril says you could swallow it little by little, but he says mashma davka b'diyeved. If you swallow little by little, but kedei achilas pras, in the time that it takes to eat a kezias, whatever that is, says Maril davka b'diyeved. You got to eat the whole thing all at once. Why? Why? We have a halacha, kedei achilas pras. We follow all the time with regards to benching and all this. If you do it, kedei achilas pras, I have to bench. We all know halacha of kedei achilas pras. How come over here you have to try and perform heroics and eat the kezias and matzah all at once? So again, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, because what does the pasuk say? Be'erev teichlu matzahs. Eating means all at once. Yes, Chazal came and they told us kedei achilas pras, not all at once. But that's a drasha from Chazal. Perhaps it's a mitzvah chachil to fulfill the pasuk of Pshutai to eat the entire kezias all at once. So getting back, perhaps that's where the gra is coming from as well. Pasuk shat in the pasuk is shivas yamim matzahs techelu. You should eat matzah for 7 days. So even though Chazal came a doctrine from pasuk later on in Parshas Re'eh, it doesn't mean all 7 days. Perhaps the chachil there's a mitzvah harishus. If you eat matzah all 7 days, you will in fact fulfill a mitzvah. That's the opinion of the gra. It's quoted over here. Ma'aser Rav. Oitzkuf pehei, shivas yamim toicha matzah, is called shiva, Matzos ve'ino karila rishus elagabi laila rishena shichayva. Yes, it's true, it's a rishus that only means it's compared to a chiyuv of the first night, but it doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah at all. U'mitzvah legabi chayva rishus karila. Whenever you're discussing a mitzvah in comparison to an obligation, it's called a rishus, but it doesn't mean that it's optional. It's in fact a mitzvah. If you do it, you fulfill a mitzvah. Afal pichein mitzvah midoraisehu. Where did he get this from? So we explain, perhaps it's from the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk, but he has another raya. What's his raya? His raya is from Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. Rabbi, say, how many people here put on Tefillin and Chol HaMoed? Nobody. See, that's the inherent contradiction of American society. Ashkenazim put on Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. Chassidim don't put on Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. Anyway, none of us are Machpin and Gebrucks, and no one's wearing Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. We've figured out the proper path over here, right? And we say her shyness before myself, yeah? Either way, so many don't wear tefillin and chol hamoed. That was the practice of the Grotu, though. Didn't wear tefillin and chol hamoed. Why don't we wear tefillin and chol hamoed? Why don't we wear tefillin on Yantif? We already went through this. Because tefillin is called an ois, a sign. Shabbos and Yantif are called an ois. What about chol hamoed? Chol hamoed is called an ois or not? There's two opinions in Tosfos, Maseches Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav. Some say yes, some say no. Why should Chol HaMoed be called an ois? Why is Yom Tov called an ois? Why is Shabbos called an ois? Not because, some would hold, it's because of the Issur Melacha. You're not prohibited to do Melacha, so Chol HaMoed, there's no ois, you have to wear tefillin. Chol HaMoed, that's one opinion. The other opinion is, it's not called an ois because you prohibited Melacha, it's because there's mitzvahs. There's Sukkah, mitzvah Shabbos, that's why it's called an ois. Not because you're prohibited Melacha, because there's other mitzvahs here that serve as a sign, a bridge, a covenant between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need tefillin. So if that's the case, what's the ice on the middle days of Pesach? Middle days of Sukkah, so I have the mitzvah of Sukkah. What ice do I have on Chol HaMoed Pesach, says the Grotu? Must be matzah. Must be. There's a mitzvah of eating matzah throughout all the days of Pesach. Says the Grotu, V'chein perishu yom tov ein tzarech ice Pesach b'matzah sukkahs b'sukkahs. Must be, just like there's a mitzvah of sitting in Sukkah, said throughout Chol HaMoed, that's why it's an ois, no tefillin. So too, matzah, all 7 days of Pesach, it's an ois, that's why no tefillin. One final raya to the Gra is from a comment of the Baal HaMoor. The Baal HaMoor almost says it explicitly. Writes the Baal HaMoor, the end of Masech L'Savri, Psochem, the end of Masech, the Yeshu Shoylin, V'chilas Matzah, Matam, Einanu Mevarchim Aleha Kol Shiva. Why don't we make a bracha all 7 days? Kimoshim Mevarchim Aleha Sukkah, Kol Shiva. You sit in Sukkah on Chol HaMoed, you make a bracha. How come you eat matzah in the middle of Chol HaMoed, no bracha? Well, I'll tell you why. Because sitting in Sukkah is a mitzvah all 7 days of Sukkot. And eating matzah is not a mitzvah all 7 days of Pesach. He doesn't say that. The very premise of the question assumes the two are comparable, are the same. Just like sitting in Sukkah is a mitzvah all 7 days of Sukkot, eating matzah is a mitzvah all 7 days of Pesach. Yes, it's true, you only have to sit in Sukkah. You don't have to the first night of Sukkot, the rest is optional. But so too with matzah, you only have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, but the rest is optional. If you do it, you fulfill a mitzvah. So then he has a very good question. Why do we make a bracha all 7 days? We don't make a bracha. But that's the premise of the question, is that there's a mitzvah of matzah all 7 days. So according to the Gra, the answer of Tosfos wouldn't begin. Tosfos said, why don't we say, again, getting back, why not say, Pasuk told us they only ate matzah, they only ate from the new wheat, after bringing the Karban Omer. What they do for matzahs then, first night of Pesach, they take from the Nachrim, different things. Why not say, Asei Deichaloi Sasei, Tosfos says, either because Asei Kodem HaDibor is not Deichaloi Sasei L'Achar HaDibor, or because Kezayis Rishon, not the Kezayis Sheni. You eat one Kezayis, yeah, the first Kezayis you got a heter for, second one you don't, we're afraid you're going to eat another one. So from Tosfos, it sounds like you only fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with the first kezayis. But we showed from the Rambam, it sounds like at least the first night of Pesach, all the matzah you eat. And according to the Gra, all 7 days of Pesach, all the matzah that you eat, you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So according to the Gra, according to the Rambam, we'd have to give a different answer to this question. Perhaps we'd come back to Yushalmi's answer, their own answer to this question. I say kodem adibah is not doich alayis, I say lachar adibah. But according to the Rambam, according to the Gra, we wouldn't say like Tosfos. That there's only a mitzvah the first kezayis. They would hold that there's a mitzvah even the rest of Pesach. Okay, sure.